Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. I'm so glad that you've joined us. So far throughout Acts 9, we've seen God's grace at work in conversion. But I want you to see it tied together with God's grace, which brings us pleasure throughout our lives. It's an absolute pleasure to be involved with God on His mission, because we obviously see that He can do things on His own just fine. He stopped a man in his tracks as this man was going to kill Christians, and He blinded him with His radiant glory. He doesn't need us, but He chooses to do His work through us. And for that, we should find great pleasure. Acts chapter 9, verse 10. We read it yesterday, but I want you to pay special attention. It says, "Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias." So in verse 10, we learn of a disciple in Damascus named Ananias. There was a particular man in the particular town to which Paul just happened to be going. It wasn't a man in general, but a particular man that was in Damascus. And if there is one thing that we can learn about God's sovereignty and providence in the last two chapters, it's that God positions us where He wants us to be. He positioned Philip in Samaria and then on a road at a particular time to speak to a particular person at just the right time. And while all of that was going on with Philip, God was also dealing with Paul on a Damascus road and getting a disciple ready to minister to Paul. God positions us. I think about Job 38. It says this, "Who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made cloud its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band and prescribed limits for it and set bars and doors and said, thus far you shall come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed." I think about the story in Genesis when Abraham and Isaac are walking up the mountain, that God providentially had a ram walking up the other side. And even years before that, that God had arranged that a plant be put on that mountain with a particular shape that would entangle that ram with his horns, so that when Isaac asked the question, "Where's the lamb for a burnt offering?" and Abraham answers, "The Lord will provide," God didn't scramble to come up with a plan. He had providentially arranged for that ram and that plant to already be in place. And He has providentially arranged for your place as well. One of my favorite passages of Scripture is Acts 17, verse 26. It says, "He made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined the allotted periods and boundaries of their dwelling place." In other words, He has positioned you in the nation, in the state, in the county, in the neighborhood, on the street, in the house in which you live. He has positioned you at your job. He is the one who landed you that promotion or the one who denied you the promotion. Is your view and understanding of God's providence big enough to trust that He has positioned your cubicle to be next to whom it is next to, or your desk at school in algebra class? He is that big and powerful. And God not only positions creation and sets up boundaries for it, He sets up and appoints our boundaries as well. And because of this, we should rejoice. He is doing what is best for us. He has positioned us right where we are for His glory and for our pleasure and good. There was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And there are disciples in Greenbrier, Arkansas, in Waxahachie, Texas, in Spring Hill, Louisiana, in Jackson, Mississippi, in Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Missouri, and beyond, and God has placed you there. He has positioned us for the commission. God didn't just luck out that there happened to be a disciple in Damascus. It was part of His positioning system. So when you pray today, pray for Tracy Miller, his wife Wendy, and daughter Julia. God has positioned them to serve with Todd Cox at Stone Point in Georgia. Also, remember to pray for the Songhay LifeWord broadcast in the target area of Burkina Faso, Guinea, Mali, and Mauritania.